Blog Talk Radio.
Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. I got one more river to go across.
Hello, you guys. Give glory to God, the first of my life. My name is Mr. Christopher Austin with Revelation of Truth. Our topic is today, how can you draw teenagers to Christ? First of all, we want to talk about Christ. When you talk about Christ to youth, we don't want to actually, when they are overly talk about Christ to them, we want to actually let them know from experience how we came in contact with Christ. Don't sit there and preach about, recite Bible verses to them when they get in trouble. And everything. Talk about Jesus in a daily conversation, conversion, how you went to bad times and how God was always there for you. And explaining to their, you was young too. Don't sit there and think that you was all perfect and everything, and knowing that you never done anything wrong. I mean, remember, they are youth. They are youth teenagers looking forward to actually get to know Christ. We need to show them. We need to show them that we all have Christ in our life to live to expectation for Christ, and not just living on church on just going to church on Sunday morning and procrastinating that you know we are Christians and we are holier than thou and we never done any wrong. They're not going to sit there. Teens are not going to sit there and just think. Teens are not going to sit there and they look at your characteristics and look at you as you live in the house with them. They're not going to sit there and say, well, you are doing this or you doing that, and you say that you are a Christian. We think teenagers look at you, kids in general, look at you, look at the way you have, where you handle yourself. But we also want to talk about dealing with stress and being a teen. Being a teenager in these days and times is very hard for them because they got peer pressure, they got drugs, they even got hip-hop people out there drawing them to the hip-hop culture, talking about calling the girls out their names and everything. We need to put our foot down and sit there and think and tell them that this stuff here is wrong. I mean, you are a child of God. You are a person that's more in life than just to call out your names and going out to clubs and all the stuff. You are a child of God and that they are important. We are God's children. That we should carry ourselves in that manner. Explain to them how Jesus loved them and how Jesus died on the cross for their sins and for their transgression. We just need to actually sit down and talk to our teens. Back in the days, we used to have on Saturday, we used to have Bible studies in the homes. Now we don't have Bible studies at all in the homes or anything of that nature. Now we are getting away from the Bible. They take away prayer out of school and everything. We still can pray in school, but you know when you have a moment of silence, just remember that you can actually pray in a moment of silence and ask the Lord to actually come into your classroom. We need to actually get focused on things in Christian life. Have them to actually get acquainted with other young people in the church. Have a bowl night with them, or you know, have different activities for them to do. They got this thing now called Christian rap music that's very suitable for our young teens these days because that's they went from the old traditional singing to actually hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, Christian rap. I mean, it's all fine and dandy, but we need to sit down and talk to them about these kind of stuff and tell them that Jesus still loves them and cares for them. I'm looking for callers that can actually have their opinion about how can you draw teenagers to Christ how can you draw teenagers to Christ? Right now, I'm about to play Trinity Inspirational Choir, I Came to Tell You What Jesus Said. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. So please don't be shy, and I need your opinion about this matter. Please feel free to call me, okay? Thank you so much. Another scripture is Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 4th verse. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let that marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexual, immoral, and adulterous. Here I'm looking on this website right here. It's the Open Bible Info, and it's talking about sex before marriage. Other words, you should actually try to practice having non-sex before marriage. Help me. I was still looking for callers to call me about situation. How can we draw teenagers to Christ? We gotta have a lot of verses here stating that that you should have sex before marriage. Malachi 2:15, it said, did he not make them one with a portion of spirit into the union? And that, and what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourself in the spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. We need explanation on Malachi 2:15. If anybody have any explanations on sex before marriage, please feel free to call me. Oh yeah, guys, I forgot to tell you, today is my birthday. Y'all can call me, wish me happy birthday. Today I turned 37 on today, and I was so happy that God actually really blessed me to see this day, because I could have been not here. I could have been among the dead and not among the living. And I want to thank God for sparing my life, for letting me see another day. Right now, I'm located in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Give it up to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for allowing me to come here and actually broadcast my radio station. If anybody need a good church home or need a good atmosphere for their kids or anything to come to, Lighthouse of Jesus Christ, and located in Georgetown, South Carolina. The pastor there is Bishop Floyd Allen Nolan. We'd love to have you guys there. I'm one of his ministers, and we'll be glad to see you guys there in the sanctuary. We just love people and love people just to come and just to fellowship with us, to be with us in the sanctuary. We have a young adult choir that's on the move, and they're doing a whole lot of things in the community. And we are like to see your faces in the place. And again, we are looking for callers to come and have comments about the situation. I'm about to play Anthony Brown right now. Before I play him, I want to comment on gospel celebration last night. That thing was off the chain. Y'all should have saw that show. It was off the chain. I love when Anthony Brown sang the song I'm about to play. Tamela Mann was there. Donnie McCurtain. Y'all should have been there. Y'all should have just watched it on BET. Y'all give it up for the gospel celebration. Here is Anthony Brown, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Thank you.
You thought I was a diamond.
Hey, you guys. Still sitting here waiting for some calls to come in. The guest calling number is 929-477-2328. I'm looking for some of your opinions. I know we're supposed to talk about gangs and gang violence about with the youth, but we're going to talk about that in a later segment of the show. I'm just going to sit here and play some music for you guys and looking for y'all to get some input on what I said just a while ago. I'm about to play one of my favorite gospel artists, Brian Cage. Be right back. Thank you for listening.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and just soul, yes there is.
Okay.
Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
About the situation, but with every test, it's every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you.
God can heal.
Yes, he can.
Oh, he can heal.
this building. My prayer for everyone in here is that you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your
I ever serve you? Oh.
give me a call soon, guys. Thank you.
Freedom. Freedom.
disconnect themselves from traditional forms of social and interpersonal support systems, like family and school. When you start seeing your kids got low grades in school and they got a different set of friends that don't look right, that have no manners or anything like that, some gangs appeal to teenagers looking for protections in that nature. When they stop being antisocial and all this kind of stuff, that's showing that sign that they are about to go, they are about to get in a gang, or they are about to go into a gang, or that nature, or delinquent behavior. Or you see them start doing some stuff that they don't normally do. They'll start throwing stuff around in the house and start doing all this kind of crazy stuff. They even got a new drug now called Maui. Maui is a drug that keeps you up all night, and it really affects your sleeping abilities and your mind and everything. I'm not going to sit here and judge teenagers or downgrade teenagers or anything of that nature, because I want them to be open-minded about Christ. I don't want them to think that it's all uptight being a Christian. Christians do have fun too. We do go bowling. We do active activities. We even have football parties at local churches and stuff like that, and everything. You know, I don't want them to feel like, you know, you might be all uptight and, oh, I'm a Christian, and I'm better than you, and I'm better than so-and-so. It's not all about that. It's about you actually knowing yourself and knowing who God is. I don't want y'all to think that way, because it's not all about that. It's all about living your life, but living your life in abundance that one day you can see Christ. I know that's over talking right now. You may not understand it as a teenager, but in the years to come, you will understand what I'm talking about. We are going to play Willie Johnson right now. It's kind of old school. It's called Show Me the Way. And I'll be right back. Thank you.
And I know what you're talking about. Get me in here. Let me say it to you, son.
Oh, Lord. You gon' need Jesus. when you come down to die. Y'all might not believe me, but somebody here in this building gonna need Jesus. You gonna need him on your job tomorrow. You gonna need him if you travel up and down this whole dangerous highway. But won't God make a way for you? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Let me see you wave your hand.
I'm back again. This is Minister Olson with Revelation of Truth. Revelation of Truth with Minister Olson. Sorry about that, guys. Kind of bump on the road. I'm still looking forward for callers to call. Again, the number is 929-477-2328. Again, 929-477-2328. Please feel free to give me a call. We're still talking about how can you draw teenagers to Christ. Again, like I said earlier, you do not want to push the issue with them, forcing them to go to church on Sunday morning, you know, forcing them to actually get involved in church functions and stuff like that. Let them want to get into church functions, because I find that if you make them go to church, they are not going to actually accept that in a certain sense. They are going to kind of want to back away from church. It's like, well, when I was growing up, my mom and my daddy made me go to church. Yes, I was made to go to church, and I was, you know, my mama taught me every Sunday morning, you must go to church. I don't care how bad you feel or what you feel like. You should be wanting to go to church every Sunday morning. But now again, in these days, don't push the issue too hard about going to church, because if you do, they're kind of like mixing around the church. They don't want to go to church. And they'll start be sassing off, especially these kids these days and times, because kids these days, they are very sassy on the mouth. I want a teenager input about this. How can we draw you guys to Christ? Just give me any pointers or anything, because I don't want you to feel like you are left out of the picture, that you are left out from everything. I do know that we have some very young ministers, young pastors that's 18 years of age and everything. So, I mean, there are actually young people deep down involved in Christ. We want to get your input about that. Again, we were talking about gang violence and hip-hop culture. We see that videos now, they got these girls and these barely would got nothing on them. Destroying the characters pretty much, to me, that's just disgracing their body. The Bible speaks about how the body is our temple. So if you are defiling the temple, you are defiling God, because that's God's temple. I mean, that's where I believe that God dwells in. What I'm saying with God dwelling, I mean God dwells in your spirit, in your spirit, man. Because we all fight against flesh and blood, and everything. But God dealing with the people's spirit. And if you look at these videos and the different music that rap they got out now, and you get yourself involved in your flesh, so that's destroying your flesh, your relationship with God, and everything. It's not, when we look at these things, we think, oh, it's cute, oh, it's nice. No, it's not nice, it's not cute. It's actually destroying your communication, your fellowship with God. You don't want to get out of the fellowship of God, because if you get out of the fellowship of God, the Bible says that the devil is out there to seek and destroy and shift you like wheat. A friend of mine spoke about that years ago. Jamal Bryant has sermon talk with this, "I Want You to Feel." I'm going to play his sermon one time on the air. And it speaks about destroying. Don't. The devil wants to destroy you and shift you like meat. I'm going to let him explain to you what that is, but that's like the devil just wants to destroy your whole life. If you're tired of living for the devil and if you want to be converted to Jesus, only thing you got to do is to say the salvation prayer and believe it from your heart. You don't even have, the Bible said that we must fellowship with amongst Christians. Yes, that's true. But if you're looking for a good church home, or your local churches or whatever cases, look at the people in the church. Just don't join any church. If you're not getting properly fed there, you don't need to be there as a team. You need to be somewhere where it's interactive with, where our pastor is interacting with the youth, keeping up with the youth, with the grades in school, If you have any need any information about a church that's in your local area that's really doing something for our youth, you can just give me a call at 929-477-2328, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll talk about this matter, and we lift it up in prayer. So if you just want to call and tell me happy birthday, again, the number is 929-477-2328. It's a free phone call. It's not, you have to pay for it, anything. 929-477-2328. Give it up to Anthony Craig. Show him much love. I show him much love right now because he said that he gave me a little bit of encouragement about my radio station. And I'm so proud of him doing that because that's really giving me more inspiration to actually do this video and everything. Right now, I'm going to play a song that I rearranged that I have out on CD right now. You can look me up or you can Google me, Minister Christopher Austin. I'm on YouTube, Amazon, iTunes, and Spoofier. I'm on all the music websites. Listen to my song and tell me what you think about my song, okay? Thank you.
Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. I got one more.
tell you guys, since I only got 16 minutes left, I really want to thank you guys for listening and staying tuned for this radio broadcast. I'm going to leave with saying that I hope you have a blessed day, and may God continue to bless you and keep you and everything. I'm going to leave you with this song right here. I came to tell you this is what Jesus said. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Y'all can just look me up. My Facebook page is Revelation with Truth. Revelation with Truth with Mr. Austin. Feel free to hit me up. Revelation of Truth with Mr. Austin. Like my page. You can go on my regular page. My name is Christopher Maurice Austin on Facebook. And tell me what you think about it. And I want you guys to continue in the same courage in the Lord. And keep your face up. And don't let nothing turn you around from doing what God said do. I'm about to leave right now. And peace and blessings be upon you guys. And hopefully I'll be chatting with you sometime soon. Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you.
In the water. Jordan River. stepped in the water. Said I stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. The water was cold. Said the water was cold. Said that water was cold. Said that water was cold. Feel my body.
For listening, stay encouraged. Please stay encouraged in the Lord. Don't ever give up your faith or hope in God. And I hope some of these teenagers that are listening to this broadcast that do actually grow in a relationship closer to, with God. I'm looking for different artists. That's up and coming to send me some music on Revelation with Truth on Facebook and message me their track so I can play it on radio. Thank you. Yes, I'm not dead. I'm off to you. Hi, LC. Thank you.
Did my due diligence today.